Welcome to the PRQ Homesteading Expanded, November 2025. Heart cracked open in the black soil. Millions of acres wait. Farms foreclosed. Streets full of tents. Land enough for all. Yet we ask, why are we not free? Why are we not free? Because we forgot. So where is everyone? Why aren't we hearing from all you homesteaders? Banks own the dirt. Laws cage the dream. We trade freedom for rent, for screens, for later. But the earth ignores credit scores. Seeds ignore permits. Our patents, those 19th century promises of 160 acres, for sweat and grit. They never expired in our spirit. They're always here in us. They live in today's auctions, BLM parcels, squatters' rights, tiny home loopholes, and community land trusts. At PRQ, Homesteading Expanded, we patent the present. So let's get this freedom train going again, folks. All you people that were here when Q started this program, we want to hear from you. There's got to be something going on because there's a lot going on out there. And speaking of free, I'm gonna share a little blip that came my way yesterday. And it was an exciting piece of information. I couldn't wait to share it with everyone. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard of Scott McKay. He is the Patriot Street Fighter. I used to follow him a long time ago. And he had Michael Jaco with him, who is an ex-super soldier. And they shared this information. It's like a two-minute blip, and I just want to share it with you guys because we know something's happening. We all feel it. And hearing these words from them just gave a little more excitement to it. So Mr. McKay goes on to say, Operation Silence the Swamp. Government shutdown is now a purge. 4,000 federal workers vanished from payrolls, erased, not fired. Not sure what that means. Maybe they're not coming back, or we'll see. Entire departments are collapsing. Trump has dismantled the bureaucratic monsters. The media calls it stalemate. Now, I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up. And what it means is which no one can advance. In other words, it's kind of like a draw. And of course, they would say that, right? So it's called controlled demolition. Up to 10,000 positions targeted next. It's not about budgets, it's about elimination. And then he goes on to say, wait for it. The next phase is the judicial collapse. Federal courts are buckling. Judicial cases are frozen. Administrative reviews are halted, and only criminal prosecution will continue. The judiciary is starving and cracking under Trump's momentum, and beneath the surface, a ticking case, and he quoted Louisiana versus Calais, it threatens to shatter decades of Democratic power engineering the courts. They aren't reforming, they are rearming. Okay, so I looked up that case. I wasn't sure what it was about, but it's pretty interesting. It's Louisiana created a second majority black congressional district, S.B.8, to comply with the Voting Rights after a court ruled the old map diluted black votes. White voters sued, claiming it's an unconstitutional rational gerrymander. The federal court struck it down, struck the map down, so the Supreme Court is reviewing it. So just by looking that up, there's a lot of people out there making a difference. And I really want to hear from all of the people that were part of the Homestead program when Q was running it, because I know there's things going on out there. And Shane and I are going to kind of dive into that in a little bit. But then Scott goes on to say, military engagement on home soil. Trump is federalizing National Guard units in Seattle, Portland, and Florida. These are not peacekeeping missions. These are preemptive strikes, insurgents. Judges are screaming illegal. The White House calls it, this is my favorite part, sovereignty enforcement. Don't you just love that word, sovereignty? The Guard is mapping, deploying, and locking zones. No more CHAZ, no more riots. The line is now drawn in steel. Economic reset underway. Market shake, gold rises. The fear index explodes. The fake recovery narrative has been unplugged. No reports, no data, no illusion. The system is being starved of oxygen. Shutdown costs $15 billion a week. Now, I don't know if that's a cost because it seems to me they would be saving if they, shut down all that stuff, but come see, come saw, whatever. But that is the price of liberation, Scott goes on to say. This is not a collapse. It is a controlled reset. Controlled reset. Four steps. Dismantle bureaucracy. Break judicial chokeholds. Militarize the internal defense and choke the economy. All right, hold on. I moved a little faster here. Choke the economy holds or economy of lies. Every move forces the deep state to panic and reveal itself. The execution continues. Trump is not responding. He is commanding every level of power. Now turns against the system that betrayed the republic. This is not reform, it's judgment. Trump was their target, and now he is their reckoning. So I just wanted to share that with everyone. That came from Scott McKay. It was pretty exciting. We know there's a lot of stuff happening out there. We all feel it. And I'm pretty damn excited about it. So this episode, I'm gonna just touch base because we have a sponsor that has sponsored us, and we're very, very grateful for Nana Ogis. So real quick, it is sponsored by Nana Ogis. Feel your focus, elevate your energy, shift your aging skin, and strengthen your immune system, especially during these cold fall and winter months ahead of us. The next gen nano sprays deliver pure, potent nutrients that absorb instantly, helping you feel your best from the inside out. So, Nano Ogis, where science meets the soul. Check them out at nanoogis.net, www.nanoogis.net. And use our PRQ Home 15 promo code for 15% off. And as you guys know, I said last week, and I'll say it again, they do have a scientific learn tab there on the product and also live testimonials. So check it out. Go get that order. Shane.
Hello, Robin. Thank you for having me back. Thank you for rehiring me after my fire. I appreciate you.
Welcome. We missed you. It's been a long 2 weeks.
I had some things come up. I appreciate you covering. You did a great job, and I appreciate you and BBS Radio and your callers. You're so good at this, you know. I'm here for your support. I'm here to learn from you and share with you and connect with you and others, I ask callers to call in if you have questions or anything. The lines are open, so you call 1-888-627-6008, and if you're out of country, call 323-744-4831. You can also email us at prqhomestead13@gmail.com with any questions. Feel free to subscribe to our show. We're self-supporting. However, we do love y'all's support with subscriptions. I think the cheapest one is what, $2.99? And any little thing helps.
Yeah,
So
and also the purpose of that is to get information so when people do call in, we can respond back to them because we have their information on file or in emails.
right. And this show is called PRQ Expanded for a reason. It's not just about homesteading. Robin, we kind of put this show together to get everyone back together and create unity and find each other again. And I believe that's what Q wanted us to do. When he left the scene like he did. And I sure miss listening to him every Saturday, just as well as I'm sure the rest of us do as well. But one of the things he wanted us to do was try to go within and seek knowing organically and understand who we are. And I think a lot of us become real dependent on listening to him for peace. And we found a lot of peace. It was almost like going to church every Saturday, So, the other day I woke up and I was just sitting there and I was thinking to myself, and I wrote down some stuff, through my process of awakening and unlocking more knowledge and wisdom and seeking and, infusing more light within me. And I was asking myself, I found peace listening. A lot of things Q used to say, I used to relate with. And no one in my area or anywhere where I live right now, a lot of people don't understand where we're at. A lot of people don't get where we're at. And Sunshine kind of talked about it on her last show. And it was a real good show. And I have a shout out to Sunshine on her show because she really hit home with that. It makes a lot of sense with the shift happening. And for during my process of this process, I want everyone else to see what we see. I want everyone else to experience the things that we experience and going within and relating, finding ways to relate. And so when I was in the beginning of this process, this is just my experience. I would try to, wake people up when they weren't ready to be woken up. And over time, I've learned that maybe it's just not our place to wake those people up. What if it's as simple as commanding our spirit to put someone in our path today that's connected at our frequency, with our frequency, that maybe that we can help, and there's a lot of people out there that are learning through this experience. And the only thing I learned from me myself, I'll only learn from experiences of getting out and doing things. And sometimes I make mistakes, but I find that a lot of times when there are those people that do cross my path because I ask for it and I command it and demand it, a lot of times someone will cross my path at that perfect time, and when it happens, I know that just sit there and listen and see where they're at. And I know that spirit put that there, source put that person in our place. And because I seek it, it's one of the things that I do. One of my passions is helping, wanting to help people and be the bridge to help people, during this process of maybe help raise their frequency, or maybe sometimes it's just a drop of seed that's going to plant. And it might take a few weeks, it might take a month, it might take 6 months for people to say, "I remember what Shane said about that." Well, I'm going to give him a call back and tell him, "Hey, I experienced this. Can you give me some feedback on it?" So One of the things I've come to realize is that we can't force this on people, and we can't force the ascension on people. And we don't, and us with big hearts and have gone through this, we don't want people to miss the boat. We don't want people to not be able to experience the new, the split, is what Sunshine was referring to.
Well, yeah,
So,
because we for me, I feel like I'm the bridge between old Earth and new Earth, and because we have our separate world where we're in our at home in our peaceful place, and then I go out into my workplace, and then that's like going back into the matrix and trying to stay in the here and now and keep my center without pushing stuff on people. Whereas a long time ago, I was like that because I was so excited. I wanted everybody to know. But now I understand now that just being and sharing our light is what's going to help others awaken.
yeah, I mean, exactly. And if there's other people out there listening right now that have some feedback on this, call in. Like I said, call in 1-888-627-6008. We'd love to hear your experiences. But the question I started asking myself is, our us beings of light, we're all connected in one way, shape, or form, whether people understand it or not. So the question that I was asking myself is, how do we get everyone together? How do we connect with everyone? How do we unite? Because from my experience in connecting with a bunch of light beings like yourself and a few others, we kind of all synchronize and experience some of the same things at the same time. So let me ask you this. Do you think, an audience that you're listening, do you think, as a light being, if I anchor more light and knowledge, does it affect the collective
It sure
as a
does.
whole?
It sure
You think
does.
so?
Oh,
So if
yeah.
I get more knowledge, the whole gets more knowledge.
Yep.
So I think it's really important. And I think what Q wanted us to do was to unite and find each other and, live in the moment, live from the heart. There's a lot of people out there right now that are going through this and are lost. And how do you help them? Is it our job to really fight the government at this point? You see Trump's doing all what he's doing. Is it our place to just anchor as much light and hold that peace frequency? But I enjoy what we're doing. This is a very important show, and there are people out there that we do this with. But and I know this, that you're a warrior. What do you call yourself? I can't remember what you call yourself. What's the exact thing you call yourself?
Well, I once had a conversation with our friend, and he told me that Ra only puts out warriors. And so now I say, I am Ra Bin, daughter or warrior daughter of Ra. So
And
that's how,
that is, I'm sorry, go ahead.
no, that's how I present myself.
I just think it's, do we hold the light for everybody? Do we stay in peace energy? Do we, and again, I'm asking myself these questions because I want to know. I seek daily. I do my commands. I do
Right.
my demands. I connect daily, and I hold a higher frequency, and I hold it for everyone else, not just myself. So,
Yeah. And you know what? That's what puts it all out there. When each one of us do that, when we go within and when we connect with our spirit and we live in the here and now in the high frequency, we put that out there. And a lot of us are doing that, so I truly believe we are making an effect on the collective for sure.
well, I appreciate you, and I appreciate everyone else. And like I said, if there's anybody else out there that can relate with what we're saying and wants to call in, one
Well,
eight 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 six. Huh?
it
We have
looks like we
somebody?
got a caller here. Should we answer it? Hello,
Go ahead.
Shelley.
Hello. I mean, hola. Oh,
Welcome to the
Robin, I
show.
missed you. Thank you. I missed you. I took a break this summer and I miss my Q family so much. So I've been tuned in for the last few weeks. And Robin, I specifically miss you because I had actually been in contact with you before the summer hit. And Shane, it's been beautiful to get to know you. I've heard you on a couple shows now. And I really, truly, from my heart, want to thank you guys for continuing the homesteading show. Of all four Q shows, that was the one show that I could actually get people interested in. Everybody was interested in being free on their land and not paying taxes. Most people are highly disbelieving of it, but it's the one Q show that I could get people interested in. So thank you
Yeah.
guys. Continuing.
Thank you. And how's things going for you?
Great. Just fabulous. I needed a break, and I needed it to back up again what I'm saying about these shows. I need this show and Aloha show because more I need these shows more than I needed to call in on Saturday to hear my guru giving me all my answers because that's what I was doing.
That's
You know,
beautiful.
I would hang all week long. I'd have all these questions and they would get answered every Saturday. So now it's like, okay, now I get to participate. You guys are doing the shows for me. Thank you very much. And I get to call in and participate. And how exciting. The way you started the show, I totally agree. I'm so excited about what's going on. It's like, I want to say that I've waited all my life for this, but I've probably waited, what, 50,000 years for this, really, honestly. You know?
Yep.
So this is it. This is, you know, this is the big thing I've been, you know, living my life for. So,
That's
and backing up what you guys are saying, I was so tickled with all the callers who want to help people. I remember a caller with Q that said, "Well, I just want to help people." And he said, "That's great. What do you do?" And she said, "I just want to help people." And he goes, "That's great. How are you going to help them?" And she goes, "I don't know. Whatever they need." And I was just so tickled that we all have this built-in mechanism within us that we want to help each other. And what I, for me, I just needed, like Shane said, I just need to focus on shining my light. What's my passion? What's my personal passion? Not helping others, but what is it that really ignites my fire? And if I can just find what lights my fire, it's funny how people kind of come to the campfire. They just kind of migrate.
That's beautiful, Shelley. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Did you have a question, darling?
Oh no, I'm gonna. I just needed to touch base with family and say I'm here, I'm with you guys, and I'll be calling in the future.
Oh, we love
Thank
it.
you.
Thank you so much for
Really?
connecting with us. It's beautiful. We feel your heart.
Thank you. All right, love you guys.
Shelley.
All right, looks like we have Karen from Pennsylvania on line three.
Hello.
Hi, Karen. Welcome back.
Hi,
How are you?
Karen.
Hi there. You know what's really funny? The
What? What
caller that Shelley was just talking about was me.
is it? Isn't that amazing how that works?
And
It's not a coincidence, is it?
I was already on as soon as I got through. I thought, well, let me call in because yeah, I'm in a spot where I can't believe I'm here, and it's all because of Q. So here we are together.
I know it's beautiful, isn't it? And the journey just continues on, and each day is more experiences, one right after another, and it's beautiful.
Yes, I got on. I just chuckled when she said that because I remember where what Q said after that. He goes, "Oh, so if someone wants to build a house, are you going to help them?" He was looking for a different answer, obviously. And I go, "Well, yeah." And I'm thinking now I don't want to help someone build a house, but there's other things that I can do. And now I know what I want. I can't stop.
That's
Like
beautiful.
I can't stop what I want. It's there, and it's just a cool knowing.
That's beautiful, Karen. Thank you so much for your call. You're so amazing. Thank you.
Karen, can I ask you a question real
Thank you for
fast?
doing the show.
Can I
Yep.
ask you a question, Karen? I'm not trying to put you on
Of
the
course.
spot here, but what power do you think is behind the fact that she felt the need to share that with you when you were on hold? It's no such thing as a coincidence.
Collective, the collective, it's us. I mean, everything. It's so synchronistic all the time that it's like in the beginning, it's like, oh my gosh, this. And you want to take pictures and look at this. You can't believe it. But now it's the norm now. All the colors are brighter. The trees are amazing, colors I've never seen. So I feel like I know that I see things differently than others are seeing it. And I'm the crazy one, and it's great. I don't care. That's fine. But they still want to hang out with me, right? I'm the
Yeah.
crazy one, but they're drawn to me. So that's why it's like, you know what? And I agree with Q as well. When you get to this point, if it's not a 10, see ya. Like, there's no, you can't go that low anymore. It's
Exactly.
impossible.
Exactly. You're spot on that
Right.
one. So
Right.
thank
I love it. You know how many people you just helped with just sharing that experience with Shelly calling in and talking about you while you were on hold? I mean, that's synchronicity. That's
I was laughing because it was just so normal. And I think I was just telling someone that story because my answer would be different. I still want to help people, but now I know how I can with, natural medicine and get them off this pharma crap, pharmakill. I mean, so I have my passions and I have an art studio now that I didn't have in the beginning. I just went for it. Who knows how the rent's going to get? It's going to get paid. I don't care. It'll happen.
Yep,
Thank
exactly. So thank you so
you,
much.
Karen.
Yeah, so
It's
thank
good to
you.
hear your voice.
Yes.
Yes, thank you both for doing the show. I really appreciate it. It's really fun to come here on Saturdays and listen. Just keep BBS on all day. It's great. So thanks for doing it.
Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Karen. Love you. Okay, so I want to kind of share an experience that I had with the audience this week in regard to my present process with my homesteading. I found out on Wednesday I was trying to get some documents together because I'm in to the end of my redemption period in regard to the foreclosure. So hearing about the courts being put on hold is a beautiful, beautiful piece of news. But in the process of putting my defense together, we were going through some of my documents, and a good friend was helping me, and we came across a mistake, and it was quite an intense mistake. And I went from high frequency to low frequency just like that. And it was because, and I realized later when I got home after we talked a little bit, and we were putting a strategy together of what the next step would be on how to fix it. And I got home later that night, and I sat in my chair and I started doing some breathing exercises, and I realized that the feelings that I was feeling at that time, anxiety, fear, failure, just all kinds of emotions. And I realized that the little girl in me when I was 11 years old, the stuff that I went through with my parents and their struggles to put food on the table and to keep a roof over our heads. And, I experienced that at an early age and being homeless. And I know what that's like. And there's a lot of people out there that are homeless. And why is that? There should be no homelessness ever. So I started getting these emotions about, oh my God, what am I going to do? What, just panic, panic, panic. And then I pulled myself out of it. I had a talk with our friend, and I went into a deep meditation and I fell asleep. And the next morning I woke up and I realized that this experience that I'm having that brought up these emotions from when I was a child, that experience I went through as a child was getting me ready for this moment in time, right here and now. And it's an experience that came my way, and I realized that everything's going to be fine because I know that I am the owner of this property and that this is 100% patent and everything's going to be great. So I woke up, I was in such a good mood. I pulled myself out of that low frequency, and it happens, you guys. It happens from time to time, especially when you do all this work and then you get a blow like that. You're like, oh my gosh, throw the towel in. I quit. For me, anyway, that's what I was feeling. And I'm like, I'm not a quitter. Where is that coming from? And it wasn't me, the me that's now, it was the child in me that experienced what her parents were going through. And it's the imprinting, and it has made me who I am today. It's helped me for the experiences that I'm having right now. But we were able to pull some information together, my friend and I, and I think she'll be calling in here shortly. And we did some research. She did some research. I was working at the time, but she was so wonderful. She was there for me. Don't worry, we're going to figure this out. And we did. Together, we started, or she started doing some research, and she called me back and she goes, "I got some good news for you." But here's the thing that we found out, that when you're doing your patent, it's very, very important that you understand the boundaries of the property. And when you're looking at the maps, especially, we found three different types of maps. And I'm actually on a property with several different parcels. And so we put together this correction. It's called the Corrected Declaration of Acceptance of Forever Benefits on Original Land Grant Patent. Okay, so I had the wrong patent. Okay. And as much work that I did trying to figure out which one it was, I even went to the Cedar Creek Township, and I was told by a lady that that was it. That's the one. And so I followed through on it. But when I look at the maps and do all that math stuff, I get anxiety when I look at, and I'm not a person that likes to do that stuff. But this beautiful friend of mine actually took me through the steps. She took me through the links, and I learned the maps and I learned how they work. And I understand now. And so we put this document together to fix the mistake. And my journey, we put the documents together, we got our case together, and we put all the exhibits in. We put the PLSS map, which connected the patent to the actual land. All right. And that was the lot track 269. So the real patent for my land is actually 69, actually 149 acres. And so then we continued on to the patent, and we got the we read that through, and we figured out the right owner. So we put that information together. We got our documents together. So we had exhibit A, B, C, D, and E. All right. And I have them right here in front of me, so I'm just going to kind of review them real quick. Tina, oh, there she is. Tina's online too. Let's bring her in because she's going to help me share this with you guys, because this is really, really important when you go to get your patent, that mistakes can be made, but they can also be corrected. So Tina, are you there?
I'm here, Robin. Can you hear me?
Okay, beautiful. All right, so can you just share the process of what you did, because you did the actual research on finding the exact right patent. Do you mind sharing that with the audience?
Sure. Well, we had discovered first, I guess, that the description on your original claim was incorrect. It didn't match the patent. And then, we spoke to the other woman and she was like, "That's the wrong patent." So we had two things going on for us. So we attempted to do chain of title, but there's only so much information that was available online. And so instead we went for correlating all the map data. And so one of the things we found was that the patent for the area where your property is designated as a lot and tract. And I hadn't seen that before. And the usual resources that I've used, like section, township, range map, doesn't have those lot designations. So I found another map online, this PLSS map, that shows the actual lot designations, which is super helpful. So we took that data, that map, and then we used the county's GIS map, which shows Your section township it range, but it also shows the geographical boundary of your property within that section. So we use that as an exhibit as well. And then we found on the BLM website that under additional information, the BLM had the original hand-drawn, what do they call it, survey of that area where they listed the lot designation. And we just compiled all of those documents and put them in the correction and submitted that to the county.
And before I went down there, I was really, really nervous. And I was, I was sitting here in my mind energy, and I'm like, okay, stop it, stop it. And so I actually took the documents and I did an emergency clearing on the Creation Lightship and put what I wanted and let it run for 10 minutes. And then I took some deep breaths. I went and had the document notarized. And I was going to wait, and I said, no, just keep going. Just get down there and do it. So I ended up going back to my facility where I was working, grabbed my stuff, and I ended up going to the Register of Deeds, and I walked in, and there was a new man there, and he came, and I said, yeah, I would like to file these. No, actually, it was a female. She came up, and I said, I'd like to file these documents if you don't mind. And the beautiful thing that Chris or that Tina did is that she put the instructions on the top of the correction so that all they had to do was read what we put there. And she told me, just give them that page and don't say anything. And that's exactly what I did. And of course, I took the documents, went all the way to the back, and the lady comes out and she goes, okay, we're going to file these. It'll be $30. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So I gave her the $30. And, I went back the following day to pick them up because they had them completed. So we were able to make the correction with no issues. And oh my gosh, let me tell you how what a relief that was for myself. And Tina, thank you so much for helping me with that because I would have had no idea what to do on that. So thank you so much. And I just wanted to
You're welcome.
say that to you from my heart. And thank you for calling in and assisting me today.
One thing I forgot to mention, and by the
Okay.
way, it was really a pleasure to help you because I
Oh.
love doing research like this. So
Yeah,
it
and
was a
you
lot of fun for me.
yeah, and you're so good at it. You really are good at it. And I'm so grateful that you and I have been connected, and we owe that all to our friend Teresa in Upper State New York. So if she's listening, thank you, Teresa. And thank you again for calling in, Tina. I appreciate that. So I'm going to continue on with the next day when I went down to the patent. I picked up my documents, and the dentist guy came up to the window, and I said to him, I said, hey, I'm trying to create a chain of title right now. And would you say that starting from where we left off, because we actually were able to go on the BLM and do the chain of title from my transaction all the way back to 1962. So he suggested that I start at the beginning and, of the original patent. So we went in the back room and all the Harry Potter books were there. And I call them Harry Potter books because they're really big and they're very historic. And as he was assisting me, the head guy of the Register of Deeds came in. I have never met the head guy, but this was a new guy. Okay. The other one I had a hard time getting into, wouldn't take my calls, but this man came out and it was very interesting because I researched him. I noticed that there was a new person. So I researched him before I went in and I said to him, I said, oh, are you the football coach for Mona Shores High School? And he goes, yeah, why, yes, I am. And so I started sharing with him my affiliation with Mona Shores School, the principal. I used to date his son a long, long time ago. We were pretty serious, almost got married, but that was back when I was in my 20s. And we started talking about his other son that was a teacher. And then I said, so your father is also a coach. And he said, yeah. So we had a nice little conversation. And he was in there actually assisting me. He went and got the books. He pulled them down. And he made sure that the new guy knew what he was doing, and it was just such a great experience, and I felt right at home until the not so nice girl that never treated me right in the previous, but I did my best to be very nice to her. But she came in while we were in the middle of doing our project. She goes, "Dennis, it's your lunch break right now. It's time to go." And I went, "Okay, that's my cue to leave." So I ended up leaving, but I asked him if he was able to look for the information while I wasn't there. And he said they couldn't do that. And then so I told him, I said, "Okay, I will be back on either Monday or Tuesday." And so my goal is, and this is the reason why I'm doing the chain of title, because I feel that when I do the work myself, and I'm so very, once again, I'm so very grateful for Tina assisting me in pulling the documents together, because I learned a great deal through that process. And she said to me, she said, "Robin, slow down when you're reading the information. Feel it. Feel it." And I went home later that night and I started processing that. And I realized that when I started this journey, I was in such a hurry to get it done. I wanted to be the first one to succeed at doing the homestead patent, that maybe this mistake might have been, maybe wouldn't have happened. But maybe it happened for this reason, because here I am today learning a lot of stuff about it. Now, when I took over the show, I was able, I did the homestead, I completed it. But I do not know about the defending side of it, but I'm learning it. And this is a piece of that right here. So by having these documents put together and feeling the information and connecting with the chain of title, so I connect with each and every owner that's had this property, you learn the history of the property, and then it becomes even more of a heart-centered process for yourself. And you get more connected to it. And so, how can you not win in that situation when you already love the property and then you're connecting with it even more by going through the history and learning the history of the property? And that was a great, great acknowledgement for me. And I get emotional just talking about it because this really means a lot to me. And my heart and soul is in this. Okay, let me take a deep breath. I'm getting emotional. Oh, so deep breath. So after that, after going down there, we kind of came to the conclusion after I called Tina. I had the track page right there in front of me because we couldn't find the property in the book, but it was right there in the papers that I picked up. Duh. Which I could have gave to him, and then we could have found it, and then we could have started from there. So now I know that when I go back, I can give them the information and then we can continue and take one step at a time and get that chain of title. So once that is done, I'm going to be able to put that together. So when and if I do have to defend the patent, I know everything about it and I can talk the language. And I can, if I do happen to go in front of a judge, I can explain everything to him very clearly. And I'll know what I'm saying because it's going to come from the heart, everything about it. And so I just wanted to share that with everyone because even though mistakes are made, and this is something new to all of us, but you know what? I'm not afraid to do it because we deserve to be free. We deserve to live in peace, and we also deserve to come together and live in harmony, everyone, not just. And that's why it's so important for everybody to get back on this homestead train and let's come together and make this happen. And I have to say this, the Michigan Assembly, those people rock. They are doing what it takes. They do it a little bit different, but I'm learning from them too. So I got all these different resources. And if you have an opportunity to get on your state assembly, do it because there are very good people in that group. And it needs to build. If every person joined the assembly and we changed our status and we all did it, imagine the power that we would have. We could create new courts, we could create new judiciaries. I'm talking, from whatever. I'm not sure if that's a possible thing to do, but I feel that we can make a lot of changes And the more people doing it, the stronger we become. And so I wanted to share that with everyone. And hopefully we'll hear more people coming to the show, as Shane said earlier.
Yeah,
What do you
that's amazing, Robin. You can really feel your heart and your passion, and it's beautiful. And what you're doing right now is you're creating these future opportunities because you're so passionate about it. I can't wait to see what comes out of the inspiration of you just speaking it right now into existence. So, I'm really grateful for you because you put a lot of time and energy into this, a lot more than I do. But I enjoy just connecting with you and being your co-pilot here. And thank you for everything you do.
Yes. And Tina, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. So you, and I just really want to, my heart goes out to you because you're just an amazing being and you give so much love unconditionally. You help. And I know there's days that you get irritated with me, not listening. And that's just me sometimes because I got so many things going on. And you're right. You're so right about slowing down and just being in the moment and really feeling and connecting with the process, because that is key to the end game.
It's not my intent to get irritated with you. I'm just trying to hold space for you. That's all, and bring you back to peace and neutrality. That's what I think that is one of the most important lessons that I learned, listening to being in peace and neutrality. You take all the time we need.
I know, and
To
we're
help.
I'm looking forward to our next step. And what is the next step that we're going to do real quick after the chain of title?
Well, let's see. We are going to
You had a name for it, and I can't remember what it was. Putting the document together that for to put a stop on the foreclosure.
Well, we're going to petition the court for declaratory judgment just to
Okay.
confirm that your patent is valid the way it
Okay.
is, that you filed it correctly. So what we've done is a visual correlation of the patent to the parcel, right? That's
Right.
evidence enough. But we're going to support that hopefully with the chain of title, which is more of we did aware is the land, and we've proved it sufficiently. The evidence is very strong. But now what we're going to do is do the chain of title to show who held it over time. So we're going to show all the owners from the beginning to you.
Yes.
That's the next step. Now, people can do the chain of title through a third party. That's also acceptable. And that means you just call a title company and have them do an abstract from the beginning to now, from the patent to now.
Right. But I personally would like to create it myself because I do have a template for it, and I think that's what I feel that that's what I want to do. And if it doesn't take too much time, which I don't think it will be, because you and I together went through the BLM and we were able to find, I think, four or five of the owners all the way back to 1962. So that was kind of fun, actually. So I enjoyed that.
Yeah,
Okay.
yours is a challenge in every different way because you have four lots, so now you have to do chain of title on every single lot from when the little lots were created. So you've got all
Oh.
of the bells and whistles. You
Okay,
know
wait
what
a
I
minute.
mean?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that part. All right, well, we'll cross that road when we get to it. So, anyway, thank you again for calling in. I'm going to dive into real quick. I want to talk about the notice to public service real quick to the audience, and we got a few minutes left. So, thank you, Tina. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you,
Welcome.
Tina.
Bye, Shane.
Okay, so everybody that's doing this process, and the other step is when the people come to your property and they just walk on it, and no, it doesn't matter how many times you cite them, I don't even think they read this information. So I said to myself, I'm going to look into this. I want to know what this really is about. So I'm going to read the document because I have a few people that want this document in the assembly, and I'm going to share it with them. So as owners of, okay, hold on. As owners or occupants of this property under the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, we consider the presence of the government official, agent, or any person entering this property without my express consent and without proper warrant as described below to be an intruder attempting to trespass, extort, injure, threaten, harass, or intimidate, and let's not forget, embarrass, or otherwise jeopardize my life and property. Trespass violations can trigger fines up to $10,000 and prison sentences up to 10 years, or both, pursuant on the 18 USC sections 241 and 242. Now, I looked that up here and I'm just going to read that real quick. So it's conspiracy against your rights, 241. This federal statute makes it a crime for two or more persons to conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of their having exercised such a right. Okay. Now, you would think the sheriff that I cited twice. And I gave him this document. I'm just curious if he ever read it because I never heard a word back from him. I even filed a complaint against him and that got shut down. So I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm not going to continue to poke the bear in the belly because all is quiet right now and we want to keep it that way. So then the document goes on to say, you are hereby notified that I require all public official agents or persons to abide by the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution, and the ratified amendments thereto. I refuse to permit any access, search, audit, assessment, or inspection whatsoever of this property without the presentation of a warrant prepared as prescribed by the Fourth and Fourteenth Amendment of the United States Constitution, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. Alleged zoning or land use code violations do not establish constitutional reasons for entering this property. Any and all evidence gathered by said government agents used against me for any reason in any manner will be challenged in court as having been gathered under the color of law and in violation of our constitutional rights, potentially triggering the provisions of USC 242. Okay, so this is a citation that we give if anybody comes knocking at the door. And most of you guys that follow the PRQ show know about this document, but I just wanted to read it out loud because the information in it, I never read it like that before. And so it's really different when you really read it and you understand it. So I just wanted to share that and hope that everyone, if you have these documents, read them over, do the research, what 241 and 242 mean, feel it and absorb it and know it so that when that day comes, when and if it comes, you know how to handle it. Stay in your neutral center, your heart center. Be as kind and loving as possible. And if all fails, call on Q. just throwing that in there. So, Shane, anything else you want to bring to the table, my dear friend?
Nope. That's a great job. Great show. Thank you, BBS Radio.
Yes.
Robin, I appreciate everything you do.
Yeah, it's been a journey for sure. And I'm looking forward to the next few months. I got a feeling that we got some exciting times coming forward. I feel it in my heart. You can feel it when you walk outside. What's the song? Something in the Air. I can't remember the words, but it's an old song from the 70s. But thank you everyone so very much for joining us once again here at the PRQ Homesteading Expanded Show. And we're looking forward to hearing from the rest of the PRQ Homestead people, where are you? Please don't be shy. Come on out and let's have a chat about where you are in your heart center, your challenges, your successes, because that's how we all learn and that's how we grow as a collective. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday to everyone. I love you and sending out heartfelt vibes. And that's a wrap.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, BBS Radio.
Thank you.